Today's episode, Done Movin'. Motorists traveling on El Camino Sierra, about 14 miles south of Olancha, probably have noticed the ruins of a few rock buildings with accompanying other small structures and trailers along the west side of the highway. This would be Done Movin'. A long-existing real estate sign has announced the buildings and 170 acres of land with water rights for sale for a good number of years. My guess is this may be one of the largest properties for sale in all of Inyo County. Done Movin' first came into existence around the end of the 19th century. It served as a way station for the big freight wagons that hauled silver and supplies between the Cerro Gordo mining camp and Los Angeles. It was built by an early settler in the Owens Valley named James Cowan, who gave it the appropriate name, Cowan Station. Around 1908, while building their aqueduct, the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power set up a construction camp nearby, due largely to the presence of five large springs above Cowan's, which provided a good supply of water for DWP's workers at the camp. Cowan eventually took on a partner by the name of Charles King. Wanting to retire to a more urban setting in 1936, Cowan sold the property to King and his wife Hilda. The Kings changed the name to Done Movin'. The story goes that Hilda had tired of moving from cabin to cabin as her husband followed the mining opportunities of the West, and when they purchased the business, she stated that she, too, was done movin'. Wilson Olson, in a little essay titled Olancha Remembered, written in 1997, quotes a brief poem from the Olancha Journal, circa 1940. We've moved from yon to hither. Now we're set and proven. In all the world we are, perhaps, the only folks done movin'. Eventually, there were other families living in the immediate area, and in 1938, a post office was briefly opened. The Kings put in a gas station, cafe, general store, and overnight accommodations, all of which were a welcoming sight for travelers for decades. But as automobile travel became faster and more reliable, the need for stops like Done Movin' became less and less. Done Movin' closed its doors in the early 1970s. But its many fond memories and tales can still be recalled here along El Camino Sierra.